This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained amid the nationwide protests shaking the country. The decision Sunday for the first time acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, comes as authorities have set to say how many people they detained in demonstrations. Estimates have been close to 20,000. A U.S. military fighter jet shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the eastern coast of the state of South Carolina on Saturday, a week after it first entered U.S. airspace. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
An obvious overreaction. That's what the Chinese Defense Ministry called the U.S. shooting down of an unmanned Chinese airship in the United States. China reserves the right to use the necessary means to deal with similar situations, said Ministry spokesman Tang Kefei in a statement on Sunday. President Joe Biden told reporters he had issued an order on Wednesday to take down the balloon, but the Pentagon had recommended waiting until it could be done over open water to safeguard civilians from debris crashing to Earth.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Pope Francis wound up a peace mission to South Sudan on Sunday, urging the people to make themselves immune to the quote-unquote venom of hatred to achieve the peace and prosperity that have eluded them through years of bloody ethnic conflicts.
Speranza è la parola che vorrei lasciare a ciascuno di voi.
Francis presided at an open-air mass. The 86-year-old Pope wove his homily around themes that have dominated his trip to the world's newest nation in front of a crowd of 70,000. This is VOA News. Officials say five people have been injured in Russian rocket attacks in the central area of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. Kharkiv's regional governor said Sunday four people were injured when a Russian missile fell near an apartment block and another was hurt when a missile hit a higher education building. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continued in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine, one of four regions that Russia illegally annexed, even though its forces do not fully control the region. The European Union is launching its ban on imports of Russian diesel fuel. Starting Sunday, the 27-country EU is taking the step to further slash its energy dependency on Moscow. The measure also aims to crimp the Kremlin's fossil fuel earnings as punishment for invading Ukraine. Officials say General Pervez Musharraf, who seized power in a bloodless coup and later led a reluctant Pakistan into aiding the U.S. war in Afghanistan, has died at the age of 79. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Musharraf ruled Pakistan after his 1999 coup through tensions with India, an atomic proliferation scandal, and an Islamic extremist insurgency until ultimately stepping down in 2008 while facing a possible impeachment. His later life saw him live in self-imposed exile in Dubai to avoid criminal charges despite attempting a political comeback in 2012. A spokeswoman for the Pakistani consulate in Dubai confirmed his death and said diplomats were providing support to his family. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Arctic air descended into the northeast U.S. over the weekend, bringing dangerous sub-zero temperatures and a wind chill reading at one mountain of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit or more than minus 77 degrees Celsius, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Atop New Hampshire's Mount Washington, it got down to minus 47 degrees Friday night with a record-breaking wind chill of minus 108. But the National Weather Service says while temperatures Northeast have been record-breaking and in the single digits.
Fortunately, the cold is pretty short-lived.
Meteorologist Jason Weiss.
We will start to warm up again by Sunday across the east and really a lot of the country.
Meanwhile, at Mass General Hospital's emergency room, Dr. Ali Raja says they're seeing frostbite and hypothermia patients. I'm Julie Walker.
Austrian police said Sunday that five people had been killed in avalanches in the west of the country after three deaths were reported Saturday, despite pleas for caution on the ski slopes. The eight deaths came as resorts are filled during the February school holidays in Vienna. I'm Joe Ramsey.